President Mahama says generally the country can be said to be safe, and efforts have been made to equip the security services to live up to the task of securing and protecting the country. He mentioned the issue of Fulani herdsmen as one huge challenge which threatens the country's security, adding that there is a need for comprehensive strategy in dealing with the menace.
If there's no safety, there's no security, there's no progress. And so this government has prioritized safety and security as one of the most important things that we focus on. And that's why tooling the security services, making sure that their welfare is taken care of, you know, strategizing to ensure that we keep crime low and ensuring that our country is safe is one of the things that we have continued to prioritize. And I'm very happy to say that Ghana still remains the safest and most secure country in the West Coast of Africa. We have various threats that exist, challenges of Fulani heads people, and this is the result of climate change, the Sahelian belt in which these Fulani people used to graze their cattle because of climate change is becoming more arid and subject to drought. And so all along the West Coast of Africa, the pastoralists are moving downwards into the more forested region. And considering that the people in the forested region have mainly been agriculturists and farmers over the years, then the confluence of cattle and farming pastoralists and farmers creates the kind of conflict that we are seeing not only in Ghana and Cote d'Ivoire. And so it's an issue for which we must have a comprehensive solution. In the past, we conducted what we called Operation Cowdling and just flashed them out into the neighboring country. But today, of course, none of the neighboring countries would be pleased to accept you flashing them out and creating that problem for them. Issue of armed robbery, we have done one of the biggest retooling of the security services in history. We gave the police service more than 1,000 vehicles to make them more mobile. And so divisional headquarters, district headquarters were all provided with vehicles, anti-armed robbery squads, provided logistics they need to do their work in terms of riot control, bulletproof vests, and everything has been supplied to the police service. The Ghana Armed Forces has received vehicles, they've received aircrafts, helicopters to do medical evacuation and respond to emergencies. We have supplied the security services, the BNI, NACOB, prison service, national security, with secretariat, with vehicles and other tools to do their work. We've set up the National Emergency Command Center, and from there any crisis response is collated and the various services that must go into action are able to move into action.
President Mahama said currently counter-terrorism forces are being trained in collaboration with international partners to put the country in readiness for the unlikely event of the global conquer of terrorism.
On the economy, President Mahama said the macro economy looks good as it is being diversified. He said as a leader, he had to take certain tough decisions like deregulating the petroleum sector and striking off subsidies, among others, to keep the economy stable. President Mahama appealed to Ghanaians to keep faith as the economy is more resilient than before.
In the last two decades, we have benefited from China's fast economic growth because China's appetite for commodities increased phenomenally. And so they were buying iron ore to produce steel, you know, buying bauxite to produce aluminium products, buying copper for electronics industry, uranium for nuclear power plants, gold for all kinds of things, mine, you know, coffee, cocoa, you know, and all those things. And so in those two decades, you know, the fortunes of Africa, you know, began to look very good. The prospects were good. And so they even coined the term Africa Rising. Luckily for Ghana, we're a bit more diversified than several other African countries. And so if you look at West Africa, Ghana, Cote d'Ivoire, and Senegal are more resilient in terms of what is happening than most of our neighbors in the West African region. So we must thank God for little mercies. And the challenges we've been dealing with over the last 3 years have been to try and stabilize our economy and make sure that it is more resilient than it has ever been.